Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's happening to good people? Your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp, May 9, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern. Hope you guys out there having a wonderful night. It's been a long day for your boy, but I'm here with you. You feel free, call on in 646-915-8680. Live on the off ramp with my co-host, Mr. Righteous. What's going on there, good brother?
What up, brother?
Ain't much, man. How's life treating you, man? What's popping up north, B?
Same old ish, brother.
Yeah. You working tonight? Sure. Yeah, you had a little birthday in the house today, man. You dress up, put a little a bow tie around your neck, get butt naked for your wife, man?
Heck no.
Man, some cake on her butt cheeks, yo. Sing her happy birthday, yo.
No.
Accept the chocolate and coming to America.
No, man. Got kids, bro. Can't be doing all that stuff.
The lover can't stop with the kids coming, yo. You just got to tell them, you know, close their eyes, yo. Go in their room, yo. Got to go in their room for 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So got a couple different topics to talk about tonight. No basketball on tonight. You know, it's just, I guess basketball took a day off. So, in light of that, though, you know, it's been a couple good series. Have you been watching the games lately?
Yeah, man.
What you think of the Chicago-Miami series? You know, it's a lot of tough, huh?
Very physical series, man. Very physical. Yeah, you're going to have to... So it's gonna be bloodshed and tears in that series, man. Cats gonna come out sore, bruised up, beat up and battered, yo.
What you think about the whole Derrick Rose situation? You think he should come back and play?
No, I'm getting sick of that guy, man. Ain't nothing wrong with him, man. He's been cleared to play. Somebody need to talk to that man and tell him, like, listen, man, stop acting like a punk biatch and get your ass out there and play. You know, have to your leg. Stop trying to dunk. You don't need to dunk. Shoot the damn ball. If you out there running 5-on-5, going hard in practice, but you can't do it in the game, you don't need to dunk. Just out there shoot the rock, man. Shoot, become a jump shooter.
Now, do you think something does come into play with the fact that he said he's just not mentally ready? He doesn't trust his knee. He feels like his muscle reaction and you know what I mean, his muscle memory isn't back to where he wants it. He wants to be able to play instinctual basketball, and he feels like he can't do that yet. His recovery isn't all that great. I mean, is that a good enough excuse not to play?
Hell no, because all the greats have been through crazy major injuries, and they came back and overcame the adversity and still balled out. Look at Adrian Peterson. Had an ACL torn, came back. Got his surgery, came back, worked out, got strong, came back, and did his thing, and didn't look back and say, oh, I'm not mentally ready to go out there and play. That kid wanted to play before he was even ready to come back. And you're about to have RG3 about to do the same thing. There's a lot of great players that came back from major surgeries and just went out there and did their thing without having to worry about, oh, am I going to hurt it again? Am I going to hurt it again? You can't think about that, man.
But there's also my man AG, if you out there listening, call in, because I just want your opinion on this too. But in the same token, there's also people who's came back after being cleared from the doctor and has hurt themselves worse. And you took the likes of Grant Hill and Tracy McGrady, guys who had star potential and came back from the injury too early, even being cleared from the doctor, and never was able to reach the height of greatness that we expected from them. I mean, these dudes came into the league, and we are expecting Hall of Fame, you know what I mean, numbers out of these kids. You know what I mean? Imagine if McGrady was healthy and really stayed with Vince Carter in Toronto. That could have been the best tandem we've ever seen in our life. Grant Hill was the second coming. He was what, I hate to get racial on us, what white America wanted. He was a clean-cut, amazing black basketball player. And, you know what I mean, even the fact that he was clean cut, Grant Hill could hoop. You know, he came back from injury too early. I mean, it's good that he's still playing now in his 40s. He ready to cop his AARP card, but he never became a star. We can't call him a star in the NBA, can we?
I'm not saying he's a star, but I'm just saying that all the great players who played great, who did great things, but I'm just saying, but in their mindset, they didn't come back saying, oh, I'm not ready to play. In my mind, I'm battling myself about coming back. They just came back. They worked out hard. So it was okay, I need to get out from court, and they still went out there. Regardless if they got hurt again, they still went out there and played. This dude's talking about, I'm battling myself. I don't know if I'm ready, myself. Everything is with himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I almost say. It's going to be going on a year and some change now.
Yeah. It's been over a year. He got hurt the first game of the playoffs last year.
Right.
He went out like Westbrook did. Well, Westbrook got hurt the second game,
right.
I believe.
And I bet you when he come back and he's good and ready, he ain't going to say, I'm battling myself. That kid going to get out the court and go crazy. But, that's what you got to do. You got to be able to block that stuff out, man, be able to come back. I mean, especially if you someone like him, I'm sure he probably got his family on his back. He's like the sole provider for his family, which he shouldn't be, but he's probably the sole provider of his family. He's the face of the franchise right now. And, I mean, you got to get out there, man. Do something. Make an attempt. I mean, because you got all these reporters. They see you hustling, doing your thing in practice. But they need to come out and get in the game, man. Although it might mess up the chemistry a little bit because he's been away for so long. But, you know, I just think, like, because, I mean, I've had injuries. You've had injuries. And we never sat there and say, oh, my gosh, so, you know, I'm scared to hurt myself again. I mean, this is what we signed up for. This is what we, you know, we put our body on the line for, is to play ball, football, basketball, whatever the case may be.
Now, should his teammates criticize him, like, in the media? Like, I'm pretty sure his teammates feel a certain way. I mean, Dang had a spinal tap done. I make fun of Dang a lot. Don't get me wrong. I tell Dang sucks to Chicago Bull fans, and I usually have the stats to back it up. But I'm not going to knock him. That man had a spinal tap, and if you're sick enough where you're asking the doctor to do a spinal tap on you, then, you know, something's really wrong with you. So as much as I criticize him, I'll let him go for that. So Dang is trying to come back. He had a spinal tap. Robinson was throwing up on the bench. Heinrich has played so many minutes that they say he might need surgery now on his foot because he overworked it. Nose messing up his foot. Now, if you have all these teammates going through that, and if you look at the situation, Derrick Rose is probably the healthiest kid on their roster. It's crazy if you think about it, but Derrick Rose is honestly probably the healthiest kid on their roster, and he's saying that he doesn't want to play because, you know, mentally he's trying to get over it. So as a teammate, do they have a right to criticize him with the media? That's my key word, with the media, because the media has been asking him all these questions. Should the head players criticize him in the media, do you think?
No, not in the media, only because it's going to cause tension between not only, you know what I'm saying, with Derrick Rose, your teammate, but also with, you know, with the front office and all that other stuff, because you don't want to go on record. Because right now that's their baby, that's their star player, so they're going to protect him by any means necessary. So if they feel as though you're going to be attacking the integrity of the organization and, you know, their star player, then, you know, 9 times out of 10, you might not make it back on that team next year. So, I mean, if anything, me personally, I'm going to be throwing shots at him in the locker room every day until he snaps and want to fight me. That's how I do it, and that's what I would do. I would throw shots at him every day. I'm like, yo, man. And I would do it subliminally just so he can hear it and then just be like, you talk about me, ain't you? Hey, man, if the shoe fits, wear it. I would throw shots at him all day long until he get it. Like, you got cats playing with the flu. You got a cat, got a spinal tap, about to come back and this hopefully come back the next game. Kurt Harmon played so much, he all hurt up. You got this dude got, they say the way his foot feels like he's walking on the pincushion. So, and he's still playing through it. I mean, you just got cats. You got a lot of cats that play through stuff. Kobe Bryant plays through things. Shaq played with the bad pinky toe. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I guess his mental ain't as tough as everybody else's. Right? I mean, he's a heck of a player. He's a tough player, but I guess with a mental thing, or maybe it's just some advisors that he got some advisors and like don't tell him not to come back. I mean, who knows what the really real issue is? I mean, the whole mental thing could be a cover up saying I don't want to come back yet, but you know, he probably got some advisors telling him not to come back out there. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I mean, Adidas has $200 million invested in Derrick Rose. But we know that, I mean, because Adidas is actually paying Derrick Rose more than the Chicago Bulls, which is just crazy.
Well, because he's still working on his rookie contract. Amy?
Is he
still working on a rookie contract, right?
No.
Or did he get an extension? He got an extension already?
He signed a new deal last year, I believe, 2 years ago. But I mean, I don't know. I would have to look that up. I didn't even think about looking that up. But I know that Adidas is paying him $200 million. So they're saying that there's probably forces behind Derrick Rose tell him, you know, we only want you to be 100% healthy because, you know, you have a long career. I mean, Derrick Rose could theoretically play for the next 10 years, really about another 10 years at a high level if he comes back healthy. So I guess you kind of want him to wait around.
Right.
But I questioned Derrick Rose in general because it was the whole thing where he went to Memphis for 1 year. They
mm-hmm.
He reportedly never went to class. He had they found out that they were taking, you know, he had people going to class for him, taking tests for him. Memphis
mm-hmm.
got suspended. They had their whole year vacated. Like, you know, when you vacate in a whole year for one class. And, of course, he never wants to talk about it. You know what I mean? He's a quiet type dude. So, obviously, he doesn't make the best judgment. I just wonder, and Jason Whitlock had a good article, and he was saying that we're always quick to agree with the establishment and criticize the player. He's like, could this just be a bunch of old white dudes saying, hey, young black kid, get on the court, and we're just saying, and maybe we should be looking at Derrick Rose is saying, hey, as a young black kid with all this money and all this power, take your time when you feel it's right. Do you think race has anything to do with it?
No, I don't think so. I just think he's battling a mental thing with, you know, not hurting his leg again and probably just, I guess, you know, trying to be able to come back when he feels as though he's strong enough so that way he can have a long, long career instead of a shorter career. But
I agree with you. I don't think it has anything to do with race, but I encourage y'all, if y'all have a chance, to go look at that Jason Whitlock article. It was pretty interesting.
Is that who?
It was definitely pretty. Jason Whitlock. He writes for, I want to say he writes for Yahoo Sports.
Okay.
But don't quote me on it. If you just look up Jason Whitlock, every time he writes something, it has to deal with race, and white people get so upset with him. But he's criticized Tomlin in the way he handled Ben Roethlisberger. And the funny thing about these online articles, the greatest thing about the internet that I love is people comments. Because as ignorant as they are, it's completely entertaining to me. You just see how many people throw out racial slurs when just a race topic wants to be discussed.
They get it all the time, but most of them won't do it in your face or do it. Yeah, that's what people do it, you know, in the comfort of their own comfort zone. They won't do it most of us, we just ignorant, so we don't care what we say, how we say it, when we gonna say it. We just gonna say it. Don't even matter who's around. But you know, some people who just know the ramifications, which. The ramifications of saying it, you know, racial slurs in front of certain people's faces, and you know how how most people gonna react to that. So it's not gonna be a pleasant day when that happens. But Joe, man, did you hear about Kobe Bryant suing his mom, Joe?
Yeah, y'all wasn't on the radio that night. Yeah, I talked about that.
Oh, okay, that's crazy, son.
Yeah, I can't.
I might go down there and get me some things, yo.
Yeah,
he's on the auction in Kansas, yo. Yeah, I'm like, yo, you want your stuff back, yo? I got a nice price for you, Cole.
Yeah, she got his championship rings, yo.
Yo, that's crazy, yo.
But she can't tell him anymore. Judge put a halt to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just reading, I guess, the latest thing, yo. She got paid up front $450,000.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, yo. That's a good question. I got to listen to the show I did by myself on this topic, yo. It was hilarious, if I do say so myself.
You was laughing at yourself, yo.
Oh, yeah, cracking up at myself, yo. I went on a nice little rant. Once I got started, yo, it couldn't stop me, yo. I ran out of time on myself, yo. I can't wait to do a show drunk with y'all, yo. Every show I've done sober. But anyway, so let me ask you a question. Do you think Kobe's mom has a right to sell his stuff?
If he gave her the stuff, that's her stuff. Yeah, I mean, you know, do what you do. I gave it to you. I mean, now, of course, it's gonna hurt me or hurt him because you know it's prized possession. But the stuff is in her house. It's cluttered her house. If he didn't want her to sell it, he should have took the stuff out and put it in his house in L.A. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
and he got more. I'm sure he got more than enough room in his house in L.A. She didn't want it there. So obviously she need to do something with it. So she's gonna get rid of it. She's gonna get some money off of it. She knows she's gonna get some money. And they already have a bad relationship because he married his wife. So.
I still don't understand how that happened, Joe.
When he got engaged to her, yo, they moved from L.A. back to Philly after he got engaged because they didn't agree with it and they didn't agree with him not having her sign a prenup. So they ruled.
But my problem is that shouldn't stop your relationship with your son. I've always felt, I mean, now that I have a child, I'm going to say, look, make a good decision in your woman. But if you make a bad decision, understand you got to live with it. If you get a woman pregnant and you don't have and you're not prepared to be a father, if you get the wrong woman pregnant, that's something you're going to deal with for the rest of your life. Kobe,
right.
He didn't want his parents advised him to sign a prenup. He didn't want to sign a prenup, so he has to deal with the fact that if he breaks up, she's going to get half. That,
right,
to me, has no bearing on why they should have a bad relationship. Because if my son does something dumb like that, I'm going to just be like, all right, well, you know, while we sitting around beers, I'm like, yo, I told you don't be dumb. She went and got you half. I'll probably pour him half a beer. Like, that's all you get.
Well, I mean, because everybody's not in that same thought process. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like for his pops, you know what I'm saying? He's been through the leagues. He's been through the ups and downs of the leagues. He's been, you know what I'm saying? He's seen everything. So in that aspect, you know, at that time, you know, Kobe was still a little in his little young age or whatever. And, you know, so he probably was just trying to help him out, coach him through it. I don't think it was like they was to, like, I don't approve of it, but it was like, you know what I'm saying, you work this much money. We, you know, probably suggest you do a prenup and, you know, coaching him through it just how, like parents would do, just to kind of help you go through certain things because in the end, when stuff go wrong and go left, who do you always go back to when stuff ain't going right? Your parents. I'm sure when he was going through that whole rape situation out in Colorado and he was on a lot of crime, I'm sure Mama Bryant was on the plane out there consoling her son. I'm sure he probably called her consoling her son. But, I mean, sometimes when they say, well, what's that again? A hard head makes a soft bottom or some crap like that. I mean, it just stuff happens, man. And then, you know, that whole course of that time, he lost a lot of friends, too, because remember he had all his boys out there with him and that whole situation, man. I just think he just got too big for himself. And then, you know, finally realized because, you know, he's a square, man. He was a square. Now he's loosening up, but he was a square, man. Even Shaq said it, you know. I mean, he's a square.
Yeah. I mean, my whole problem with this is the fact that, like, I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, Kobe's mom is only selling his memorabilia because she's upset that Kobe brought Vanessa's mom, his in-law, a multi-million-dollar house. So Kobe's mom wants a multi-million-dollar house in Vegas. Kobe said he'd buy her house, but it can't be that expensive. Why? Because he's already bought them a house back in Philly that's worth multi-million dollars. So she got upset and said, no, I want this type of house, and if you go buy it for me, I'm going to sell your stuff and put the down payment on it. That's ignorant to me. Like, as a parent, you should never put your child in that situation. If your child buy his wife's mother-in-law a multi-million-dollar house and he has the money, it's his money, then let him do it. You know you're not suffering. It'd be one thing if his parents were broke and they couldn't pay bills, son had a bunch of money and they were selling to make ends meet. But you're selling your son's NBA championship rings, his lifetime achievement. He's one of the greatest basketball players of all time. So that you can get another house in Vegas. Like, to me, that's a piece of total ignorance on his parents. And that shows me why I would like to be comfortable with money, but I never want to be rich. Because that just doesn't make any sense.
See, and that's the only thing that pisses me off about stuff like that. It's just like, once you get to a place like that where you got so much stinking money, everybody wants their hand out, and everybody wants you to do something for it, but when you start throwing that N-word all over the place, no, and everybody want to get mad at you, they want to hit you with the remember the times. So it shouldn't be that way. I mean, look, listen, man, I work my behind off to get to where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I look out for you, I give you a couple things, that's it, but I can't let you abuse me, because then what's going to happen if something happens to me and I can't make this money no more? Then where's it going to lead me? Back in the same situation. I got to make this money grow. I'm not going to just get this money and then just let it sit. I got to make it grow. So if I keep spending, you know, then I'm screwed. Because, I mean, believe me, I done seen a lot. I mean, we all got buddies that play in the NBA and in NFL. And I done seen one of the cats. He got his contract. He spend. He got that snip. And he ain't had nothing to show for it. Nothing. He came back to school, but he ain't had nothing to show for it.
But a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know one or two like that. I got a friend now that plays, and I just be telling him. Like, I just seen him. We was hanging out. He hit me up, told me he was in the city. So he told me, come on up. We met on up. And he was out there buying, like, bottles. And I'm like, yo, why are you buying bottles? You know where you at? Like, dog, like, just buy a couple drinks. You know, by the time you get to, like, he's buying bottles and pouring random people drinks out of his bottle. And I'm like, yo, you don't have to do that, yo. Like, drinks is, like, $2.50 in here, bruh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and he was looking at me like I was weird, like, yo, this is what I do. I'm showing everybody love. I'm like, yo, like, we've showed everybody love, you know, without pouring anybody any drinks. If somebody need a drink, you know, it's $2.50. You know, it's cool. Hook somebody up with a drink, but you don't need to be buying a $500 bottle that really would only cost you $50 in a store and pouring them people who just know that you're in the league shots. Like, you know what I mean? Like, get a couple of drinks and have a good time. Like, no one needs that. Like, if you help him, now when he does do a lot of charity and I give him his props, people need that, you know what I mean? But, like, I told him straight up, I was like, look, man, I ain't trying to be in your business, you boys, but I hope you don't spend your money like this all the time.
See,
kind of looked at me funny.
What? I said, but see, stuff like this, man, this is where, and especially like with like cats who come from nothing, and then once they get something, they don't know how to act. I mean, and they don't know what to do with it, and then they just got bad advisors who tell them to do this, do that, and the third. I mean, it should be some type of class, some type of course or something to help these young boys to understand the value of the money, how to take care of the money, how to invest the money, and listening. Because all these other guys, they're waiting for them to reach out to them. I think this should just create something for them so they can help them so they won't go broke after they retire or stuff like that.
Well, apparently they have classes for these guys to take that because they can't tell you where to put your money, but they tell you, you know what I mean, they teach you classes on, you know what I mean, because Roth IRAs and all that stuff, and you know what I mean, because the NFL still does, like, matching with all that stuff and telling them, you know, if you put this much away, and even, like, you know what I mean, payment plans so that you get money, like Iverson's money that he's getting when he turns 50, but, you know what I mean?
And the money he got off when he came in Ireland somewhere.
Yeah. But, you know, cats don't think like that. And it's hard for me to give them an excuse, but when you have nothing and someone hands you, it's just like when you got your check, your rebate check in college. When you used to come in from, like, where we came from, you get that rebate check, you ball out.
Yeah.
That should be gone. You be looking like, damn, yo, what happened? Yo, they handed me a check $5,000. You like, day and next Friday, I got these shoes.
Yeah, yeah. That should be gone, yo. Oh, man. Yo.
So, I mean.
No, I thought you was done with that job. I was going to say, did you hear about Jay-Z in the NFL, yo?
Do what, Jay-Z? What? I hope he ain't trying to play.
No. Because you know he got the whole agency joint going on for the sports. You know what I'm saying? He got a rack of baseball players. Well, he's trying to move into the NFL. So yesterday, as of May 8th, NFL came up with some new requirements mandating that you have to have at least a 2-year college degree or a 4-year accredited college degree. They made that joint yesterday, yo. It's dated for yesterday, yo.
Hold on. To get into the NFL, you have to have a degree?
For an agent, to be an agent.
Why?
I don't know, yo, because I guess they don't know. I don't know why they did it, because, you know, MLB don't really care but how he's doing whatever he's doing. But the writer was like, he said, is this law going to be called the Jay-Z rule?
So they stopped Jay-Z from getting in because of that?
He stopped them from representing NFL players from right now, because there's another way around it. Being as though since he got so many baseball players, all he got to do is hire certified agents, and he don't have to have his hand in it. He just hired a certified agent, and bam, he got the NFL players right there. Because what's the name wants to sign with him? Victor Cruz wants to sign with him.
Oh, that's just dumb.
It's called the Jay-Z. Yo, they did it for yesterday, yo.
I don't know why. I don't know how can you stop someone from picking the representation they want. Like, if I want a certain person representing me, how can the NFL tell me who I can and cannot have representing me when it comes to negotiating a deal with a team? That must be some kind of law. I figured they had to put that through the CBA or something.
Well, the NFL Players Association came up with it. The Players Association, yo.
He's probably pissed, because that's probably, you know what that is, yo? I can read right into that, yo. That's the other agents seeing what Jay-Z's about to do and take some of their clients, and they want to stop it.
Hell yeah, it's going to be a takeover. He already got people that want to sign with him just because he's Jay-Z.
I wouldn't want to sign with that nigga. Did you see on TMZ how they had a picture of him, a dude that looked just like him from 1930s, yo?
I just saw it, yo. Yo, you sign with him, yo. You ain't got no choice. You have to be a part of the Illuminati, yo.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, it's too much commitment. I can't pay enough. It's bad enough I'm part of the Great Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. I can't pay no other dues, yo. I don't know what the Illuminati dues are, but I probably ain't got it.
Yeah, that joint's crazy, yo. Yo, it's so crazy. When I read it, I was like, wow. I said, and then when the dude said, look at it here, and it was dated May 8th. I said, yo, today is May 8th. I said, damn, they had a meeting that fast and came up with this agenda that fast? Damn. They must really be coming to the NFL, yo.
Yeah, that's just backwards capitalism, you know. Like, how can you tell someone just because they don't have a degree they can't represent someone else? If I'm the best negotiator in the world, I mean, the good thing about Jay-Z is he's so rich, he's so influential, he can walk into any campus in the world, hand them a $100,000 check, and they'll give him a doctorate in humanity of, like, music because of his musical genius. So that's how that shit works.
Man, that's crazy, yo. That's just crazy, but yeah. Hey, it is what it is. Yeah, there's one thing I want to talk about. We ain't got time, yo. I saw it this morning on the news, yo. This family is raising their kid with leopard, yo.
Fat dude. We got 10 seconds. got 10 seconds, B. You ain't even going to finish it, yo. Just say goodnight,
yo.
No.
I was just saying tomorrow, yo. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow Saturday. No, tomorrow Friday.
Yeah, if I didn't cut you off, you wouldn't have finished. So you just like
that. Oh, I wasn't going to say the whole thing.
Yeah, well, we already done, yo. It's recording over nothing. Show's over. We got cut off.
Adios, amigo.
Who you say bye to, nigga? It's just me on the line now. Get it right here.
And we just talking on the phone, shoot, damn it.
You ass. I'm going to bed. I'll have to tomorrow.
All right, Joe.
All right, one. Well,